listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Wanna say like I love you more with every day, and I'd always be up for getting down. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I would never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow. So lucky. Every time we fall asleep in each other's arms, and I will dream, if heaven was this, there's no place I'd rather be. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I would never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow. Thank you. don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I would never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow if you could just ever leave him.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you of the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. If you couldn't tell, you are out on another walk with me. It is a nice, cool, early fall morning, September 24th, I believe. Beautiful sunrise coming in. Just describe it to you for a minute. To get into a nice calm state before we get into what we're going to talk about today. So, I'm walking out my neighborhood. I see really cool colors. There's pink, a little purple, there's blue, there's orange. It's because the sunsets or sunrise is coming in over the horizon and I'm walking towards it. It's very pretty. It's supposed to get cloudy, bunch of clouds rolling in the next couple hours. So this is the great part of the morning. It's early. Nobody's out. And just really pretty. Hear some birds chirping and some cicadas, maybe even some crickets. Just wanted to paint the picture for you. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about things that change. Because, well, what's changing? The seasons just changed. We changed from summer to fall. Kids went back to school, sort of. Whether that's hybrid with a virtual and in-person element. Whether it's just virtual, whether it's just in person, kids went back to school. That's a big change. Changing of the seasons now. And what's going to happen next is all the leaves from the trees are going to start changing colors. It's going to start getting colder. The leaves are going to fall. Now, why am I telling you this, right? This is pretty obvious. This is something that us adults, we know this to be true. This happens every year, especially in New Jersey. Well, do we really pay attention to these changes and take them in? Or is it something we just take for granted? You know, there's a lot of things that change in life. And it can be hard sometimes to adapt to that, to be open to letting the change happen. It's so easy to just keep doing the same things, be in the status quo, because it's comfortable. There's a safety net with that. It's like, oh, I can't change jobs because I've been here for 10 years and it's the only thing I know how to do, like for instance. Or I can't change my diet. I really enjoy this food or that food. I really enjoy pasta and pizza. Or I can't change my sleeping habits. I've been going to bed at this time and waking up at this other time every day for how many years? The thing is, though, we can change. That's the beautiful thing. And in order to grow, you have to change a little bit. Like, let's say you want to change your diet, you want to lose some weight. Well, you're not going to lose some weight if you don't stop eating crap, junk food. If you're just eating junk food all the time, that's only going to put weight on because It's empty calories. It's not good. It's not a good source of energy for your body. You also will most likely have to start exercising more if you aren't already. So you build that muscle mass, but you also sweat. You get those good motions going within your body to make that change of losing weight, feeling good about it. You just have renewed sources of energy that you never knew you had. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect at this because I'm far from it, but I've made some drastic changes over the past 2.5 years that I just want to share with you to let you know that it is possible to change. You can change your mindset on something. You don't always have to be 100% the same all the time. It's kind of boring. And it's like a form of stagnation if you never learn more or want to change, to grow, to get better, become a better version of yourself. For you and for those around you. Just keep evolving, kind of keep people on their toes. Keep them wondering a little bit what you're up to. So what I've done in the past couple of years to change, I first left my place of employment 2.5 years ago to start full-time Key of Awesome Music. It was part-time for several years, and about 7 years, and then it became full-time. That was a big change. My schedule changed dramatically. I had pockets in my day that were just open. That was kind of nice. I can go out on a walk, I can go out on a hike, I can think about what I'm going to do next, who I'm going to contact, how I'm going to build the business, maybe volunteer, maybe just relax, maybe follow some other pursuits, like writing books. I've been doing that for several years, especially the children's books, but I got more into writing full-blown, full-length novels, which is very interesting. Definitely a different animal than writing a children's picture book. Organizing my thoughts, that was amazing to be able to do that, the research I had to do. So that was a neat change. I changed my diet. My diet consisted of meat then. I stopped eating meat after watching a few documentaries and doing some of my own research, and decided that it was time for me to stop eating meat. It was really hard the first 3 months because I stopped in, I want to say February, late February of 2018. And right now it's the end of September in 2020, and I have not eaten meat. I've had fish from time to time, but that's different. Fish is not considered meat. So I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm more of a pescatarian because, I'm a vegetarian who eats fish on occasion. That's what I like to call it. I didn't think I could do that. So much of my life I was eating meat, but I made that change. My energy went up. I was able to do more long distance type events. I feel like I did drop some weight because there was a lot of, I guess, excess weight I was carrying around from the meat, and my body went through that drastic change. I dropped about 30 pounds in 2 to 3 months, and that was really an interesting thing for me, because I'm really not that overweight to begin with, but I had enough. I was just below 200 when I started not eating meat, and then I eventually went down to 165. Now I'm back up again to about 185, 190, because at first when I stopped eating meat, I just went gung-ho and started eating only salad and snacking on things like quinoa, brown rice, carrots, and making these vegetable and fruit smoothies, and that's pretty much all I did for like 3 months. Now I've incorporated other things into my diet too, and I've built more muscle because I've been working out, not just running that I've been doing for years, but running, biking, and at one point swimming too. And I go for walks, and I do core work as well. Usually sit-ups, push-ups, and planks. Different things in that realm. So, yeah, but I made that change. Another change that we made in our life was we moved. We moved last year in November. So we've almost been in our house for a year. We've almost been in our house the entire time of the pandemic. Well, yeah, we have been the entire time of the pandemic, but we've only been in this house for 3 or 4 months before the pandemic hit. So that was a big change. Even we moved to 30 minutes south of where we were living. Well, 25 minutes south, depending on if you hit traffic and if you were able to blow through all the lights. So that was a big change. A lot of people have a hard time picking up their things and moving. The change happened really quickly for us. We put our house on the market in the first week of October, and it sold in the first week of October. And we were in our new house on November 15th. That's a really quick change. It was putting our house on the market to selling our house to moving into our new house all within 6 weeks. That was a lot. And a lot of things needed to be fixed, and we had to coordinate that, schedule that to happen. But the change has been amazing. So all of these big things have changed. Pretty big things. I left my job. I changed my diet almost completely. And we moved. All within the span of, really all within the span of like a year and a half. And what's been really cool is just being accepting of these things changing. That has been not the easiest thing for me, but it's a whole new way of looking at life now. I have more time to spend with my son. For instance, I drop my son off at school every day now. That wasn't the case before. I could maybe only do it twice a week because we lived kind of far away from his preschool, but now his kindergarten, his K through 8 actually school, is no joke a quarter mile away from our house, so I could drop him off every day. So I got to spend more time with him in the morning, usually more time with him after school because my wife isn't traveling a bunch to pick him up and then drive him back home. So before they would spend almost an hour in the car. Well, she would spend an hour in the car. She'd drive like 20 to 25 minutes up to his preschool, pick him up, drive him back home. That's almost an hour. It's like 45 minutes to an hour. And yet now she drives 3 minutes. So that's been some great changes in that realm. So just wanted to put this out there for you today. Change. It can happen. You have to be disciplined about it. You have to put a plan in place, maybe set some goals, and then put that plan into action by taking a first step. And I know so many people have said this, but it is so true. I'm a living testament of that. And have I perfected it? By no means. No, I have not. But just want to let you know that it is possible. You can get out of that rut that maybe you feel you're in with your job. You know, maybe you have a hobby or a passion that you're deeply into, that you work on the side, that you could turn into a full-time business. Yeah, most of my business is very active income. We're a music service company, right? We serve and support those with developmental disabilities, mainly in individual lessons and group sessions. Then we go perform at nursing homes, just living facilities for the Alzheimer's and dementia care patients. We go into drug and alcohol counseling centers and run group sessions for their individuals. We spend time with those who have mental health issues. We do library programs for children. All of these require time and energy and us actually being there for them. Now mostly virtual, but virtually in person. And so that, you know, that's trading time for money and services. But some of our business lately has been passive income, which has been passive residual income, combination of both, through royalties, music licensing, some small subscription-based service. So pretty cool. Maybe there's something you could do. You know, you are not stuck. You probably have a lot of transferable skills, no matter where you're working now, that'll work somewhere else very well. If you're not happy with where you are in your job, your career, maybe it's time to make a small change. Maybe you work on your resume. Start pitching it out to other companies or places that you feel like you might enjoy working at, or really start writing down ideas, seeing if you can make something sort of on the side for a while, what they call the side hustle. See what that turns into. And then go from there. And the sky's really the limit. There's so many things you could do these days online, working from home, or really helping other people in person. The first step is always just to take that first step. It can be a little scary, the unknown, uncertainty. But trust me, it's worth it. My quality of life has drastically changed from 10 years ago when I was working in New York City behind a desk all day. Actually, it's been more than 10 years ago. That was probably 11 or 12 years ago. I was working at a desk all day. I was 24 years old and just completely drained energy-wise. And now I have more energy than I did when I was 24, 25. Because I found something I'm really passionate about that I was always passionate about, but I'm able to do it every day now. And it's been really fun in a challenging way to try to weave through the ins and outs of the, let's say, service industry. And the particular industry that most of our business is in is those with special needs or intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities, whatever you'd like to call them. They're just people like you and me that maybe need a little extra TLC and some support. So that's it for today. You can change. And it's also a quote from Gandhi: be the change you want to see in the world. You can be that change. You are that change. Let's make it happen. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
Give me something to hope for, something to believe.
right here. And now will be a good time to face your fears. You can see where I stand still, and it's so clear. We're close enough to fall through, you were far too near. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? When we stick together through thick and thin, through the stormy weather, wars, peace will win. We'll wear green skies, they will cover in. Something to hope for, something to believe. I can't tell you what.